Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shom Re'emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 12th installment on Perspectives on Challenges. There is a very famous dispute among the classic Rishonim, the Rambam and the Ramban, Maimonides and Nachmanides, as to the Torah obligation of prayer. Of course, we know that in standard normative Jewish practice, we have a concept of prayer three times a day. But what does the Torah command of us? Where does the Torah commandment end? And where does the rabbinic application begin? The Ramban says there's a Torah mitzvah to pray every day to God. That's the Torah mitzvah. The rabbis came along and defined it as Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. But there's a Torah mitzvah to pray every day to God. The Rambam says a remarkable thing. The Rambam says, and this is so much along the lines of what we were discussing yesterday, the Rambam says the Torah mitzvah is to pray to God when there's a time of challenge. That's when the Torah tells me to pray. It actually is based on a verse in Parshas Baaloscha. It says in the Pasuk that when there is some type of war with an enemy, you need to blow the trumpets and you will be remembered before Hashem your God. And the Rambam says that this is the mitzvah of prayer. So the specific means of reaching out to God in that context in the Torah is blowing the trumpets, but in other contexts it's different things, and it's the basic idea of prayer. By the way, the Rambam also says, let's say a person has a challenge in some type of aspect of their life, and they don't know what to do, and they don't know what's going on, and they're having difficulties, and they just shrug their shoulders, and they say, you know what? Things happen. And they don't see it as coming from God, and they don't take the opportunity to pray to God because of the challenge. The Rambam says that if they have that attitude, that's just a coincidence, then literally the Rambam says it is derech achzarius, literally translated, it's an approach of cruelty. It doesn't really mean cruelty. It means acting estranged, so to say, from God. And he says, that's what we're talking about in the Tocha, the famous rebuke of the Jewish people, when there's great warning to going bekeri, to walking with God in a manner of happenstance. The Rambam says, that's what we're talking about. When a person has challenges in his life, and he doesn't see it as coming from God, and he doesn't see the need to call out to God in prayer. What a striking thing to think about. Now, we have to be a little bit careful about this. First of all, there's never anything wrong with praying. We can always pray. If a person's problem is very much a basic law of nature, there's nothing wrong, and it's very wise to pray to God that the person should be better. And, you know, every now and then I have people approach me, and they'll say something like, you know, something's happening, and the type of thing that's happening is very much the way of the world. And they say, this happened, and so we have to have communal prayer about it. I think sometimes we have to be careful, because there is a world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates laws of nature, and things do work within the realm of nature. We, of course, believe that God can always go beyond the normal laws of nature, and we can always beseech Him to do so. But sometimes we have to have a little bit of a filter, I believe, in terms of what is an evident message from God that something out of the norm is happening, and just when difficult things do happen. But we need, when we have challenges in our life, we need to always see the possibility, the very real possibility, that this is something that is not because of the laws of nature, it's because God has decided that it should be. And worse comes to worse, if it's just the laws of nature, so we beseech God to help us. He very well might help us anyway, whether or not that was the reason that it happened in the first place. And even if he doesn't do what we're hoping him to do, we had a meaningful prayer with God, and then that's powerful. Rav Pinkas makes a remarkable point. He says, imagine a person goes to Shacharis in the morning. Daven Shacharis, fine, a focused, impassioned prayer. And then, I'll be a little more specific than he is, let's say they on their way to work, and they have some kind of, heaven forbid, an accident, they have some kind of injury on their way to work. And at that moment, it makes sense to ask God that everything should be all right at the hospital, etc. According to the Rambam, a person who davened a meaningful shacharis, but had a specific need later on in the day, and they don't specifically request that God help them at that moment, they're not fulfilling the Torah mitzvah of prayer. A very interesting thing to think about. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.